My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan. He represents the Palmetto State's 3rd Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk a little bit more about the South Carolina primary, which is now less than a week away, a major debate this evening in South Carolina. And the race has changed in its complexion, as there are now really just 5 major candidates left in the field. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the biggest news of the day, and that's the decision by former Utah Governor John Huntsman to drop out of the race and endorse former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. How surprised were you by the fact that Governor Huntsman decided to get out just less than a week after saying he thought he got a bump out of New Hampshire?
Well, you know, he did well in New Hampshire, and it was surprising. I just don't think he was getting a foothold in South Carolina. Maybe he was not getting a foothold in Florida, which is coming up very shortly on the hills of South Carolina. And so he made the decision to end his campaign. Caught a lot of us off guard, but I'm down in Myrtle Beach. We've got the debate tonight. He won't be on the stage, but it'll be down to 5. It'll be quite interesting to see how those guys handle that.
And in terms of the Romney endorsement, those two are going at it pretty hot and heavy, and a lot of different attacks back and forth. Do you get the sense that Governor Huntsman does, that Mitt Romney's borderline inevitable at this point? That seemed to be the rationale for the endorsement today.
Well, I'm going to tell you, being in Myrtle Beach for the debate tonight, talking with a lot of Republicans, because we've had a lot of a Tea Party convention here in the county. We've had a number of different energy forums and other things going around surrounding the debate. Voters here are very undecided. I think they're trying to find out which candidate to line up behind. So it surprises me that he threw his support behind Romney, and I don't know how that's going to help him here in the Palmetto State as far as picking up additional support. Right now, I think the race is pretty close between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, with Rick Santorum gaining ground in South Carolina.
Congressman, you mentioned a lot of your constituents and other South Carolina voters remain undecided. What are they telling you about what's going to make them decided?
Well, a lot of them want to see a leader rise to the top. They want to see someone that I think will inspire them to American greatness. We'll talk about what it is to be an American, what American dream means, talk about American exceptionalism, and really lay out a clear path to what they're going to do as president, as the chief executive of this country, to lead us out of the economic turmoil that we're in right now. I believe we've got a very strong House of Representatives. I think we're going to take back the Senate. We need a good, strong executive officer that can lead the legislative branch to really make the changes that are necessary.
Do you think, and this, I guess, is subjective on your part, that most voters who are undecided are having a hard time deciding between multiple good candidates, or is there something missing perhaps in most, if not all of them, that they still haven't seen yet and would like to see before they vote?
I think it's all multiple candidates right now. I don't believe that they're leaning one way or the other. And in fact, watching the mood of the folks just over the last couple of days here in Myrtle Beach, you know, it has actually swung from Santorum to Gingrich to Romney and maybe back. Ron Paul getting a little boost with some key endorsements here in Palmetto State, with Senator Tom Davis's endorsement, maybe some other state senators throwing their weight behind him that'll help him. So he does have a good following here, Dr. Paul does, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens after tonight. I think if one of these gentlemen can really differentiate themselves from the others, can pull ahead of the pack, I think you'll see the tide change over the next 4 or 5 days before the vote.
We're talking with South Carolina Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan. And Congressman, one of the big issues that was involved in the debates early on, and I'm sure is a major issue for the candidates in the final days here, was the whole conflict between the National Labor Relations Board and Boeing in your home state. That seems to be largely resolved at this point, but how much of a topic is it still among the candidates and the voters?
Well, it still comes down to the fact that what is the proper role of government, what is the proper role of that agency with regard to unionization. We still have a check or how unions are formed. We still have a lawsuit from the NLRB against the state of South Carolina, along with South Dakota, Utah, and Arizona, dealing with the right to a secret ballot elections with regard to union. So NLRB issue is still festering out there. Yeah, maybe the Boeing deal's settled, and we're glad that it is. We're glad Boeing's here. But NLRB and the role of federal government is still an issue in the state.
Congressman, you mentioned that you expect to hold the House this year and hope to pick up a majority in the Senate. You want a strong president. If, in fact, all of that comes true, what do you want to see this president do first in 2013?
I hope the very first thing they do is agree to repeal Obamacare and its implementation. I've heard several candidates say they will do away with the czars. I think that's important. I think we've seen a tremendous growth with the executive branch. You know, our founders envisioned three equal branches of government, and we've seen, under this president, we've seen a expansion of the executive branch, expansion of their powers, continued usurpation of the congressional checks and balances, such as advice and consent for recess appointments. And so I want to see the executive officer that understands the role of the executive branch and also understands the founding fathers' checks and balances on that unbridled power.
The recess appointment issue got a lot of attention a couple of weeks ago. Last week, not getting nearly as much, it seems to us, is this proposal from the president to consolidate, as he puts it, different areas of the government, particularly as it relates to the economy. What did you make of that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to take a close look at it. My staff's doing it as we speak. I'll be back in Washington tomorrow. Exactly what the president has in mind when he talks about streamlining the executive branch, the Department of Commerce, and some of those roles, making the SBA a cabinet-level position. If his goal is to do what I want, and that is to shrink the size and scope of government, to really rein in government spending and try to control costs, then I'll probably support him. If this looks to me like the executive branch is trying to consolidate power and increase power, then I'm probably going to have some pushback. But we're still analyzing that. There will be a vote by the Congress on that, and we'll make sure we cast the right vote on behalf of my constituents.
Last question on the campaign itself down there over the next few days, sir. What's been your impression of the tenor of the campaign? A few different election cycles in South Carolina have been labeled as pretty rough in terms of some of the ads, both directly from the campaigns and from the surrogates. What's been your analysis of what you've seen down there the last several days?
Well, I was surprised. There's been huge media buys in South Carolina. I was surprised at the negative tone of some of the advertising campaigns. I think America wants a leader that will step up and share a vision with the country, will articulate that I talked about earlier, American exceptionalism, belief in America, and what it means to be American, how we got here, and the fact that we didn't get here through a stimulus or a bailout. We got here through hard work, entrepreneurialism, exceptionalism. And I think America wants to see a president talk about that versus the negative campaigning, but that's simply my opinion.
Well, Congressman, I hope you and others in your state enjoy the next few days in the limelight of this presidential campaign, and we thank you very much for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.